This is Tia Ballard.
This is Todd Habercorn.
This is David Vincent.
Hey, this is Sam Witwer.
This is Phil Lamar.
And you are listening to the Points of Interest.
Points of Interest.
Points of Interest.
And you're listening to Points of Interest Podcast Network.
Keep listening.
Let me start off by talking about Jared Leto himself.
All right.
Why do we keep bouncing here? What's going on?
I don't know.
So Jared Leto, I'm not a huge fan of. Like, usually, like, it's weird because I like his movies, but I don't know, there's just something about him as a person, not even his characters. So it's just, I don't know. But so I was kind of weird that he got the role in the first place, but you know, he's got the chops, I do admit that. So, and then I saw the picture, and as with everybody, I loved it, except it took some getting used to because of the tattoos. Mm-hmm. But as we have since heard, there are no tattoos.
Right, that was just a mock-up.
The tattoos were, yeah, that was for the Joker's 75th birthday, so that was pure, because all those tattoos were straight from the comics, right?
I don't know if they were straight from the comics, but I do know that they
No, they were.
Oh, they are? Okay.
They were. Yeah, those all those images that were on him are directly out of the comics, except maybe the damaged thing.
Yeah, I
probably could have even lived with the other tats, but that damaged on the forehead, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And the metal teeth.
There you go. Metal teeth? What about metal teeth?
Well, he's got metal teeth, right?
Yes.
Did you notice that?
For all the times that Batman had knocked them out of his mouth.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. So that's kind of weird and interesting. But I'm looking forward to it, man. He looks fucking nuts and crazy like the Joker should. And I think it's going to be good old times.
I don't even know who this guy is.
Jared Leto, he's the lead singer of a band. Some band. I forget what band. some musical.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Ah, there you go.
He's from Fight Club, man. He's the pretty blonde guy in Fight Club.
Oh, he's in a ton of movies. This guy is very popular. He's
tons of movies.
He's a
Wasn't he
actor.
Originally from, what is it with Claire Danes, My So-Called Life?
Oh, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. He looks like he would be.
Yeah, I think that's where he originally came from, was My So-Called Life. But, you know.
Josh, do you have any?
But, I'm looking forward.
Josh, do you have any insight on the Joker from Jared Leto's Joker?
No, not really. I was kind of just meh about it, to be totally honest.
All right. Yeah, just curious. You know,
I was just like, oh, okay.
All right.
It struck nothing on me. I was just like, oh, all right, cool.
From a scale of -10 to 10, it was a 0. All right. Well, just wanted to know. You know, that was like huge news a couple weeks ago or last week. So I figured might as well ask. If anyone's curious, this is CMYK TV. that podcast that talks about comic book television. And wow, we have a lot to talk about for sure. Right over there to my far left is Jay Sun Clark. Hey, Jay, how's it going?
It's going well. There are people at this very moment watching the Avengers.
I know. As a matter of fact, co-host Shelley Rozel was Facebooking about it, and I was very jealous. Saw it in 3D IMAX, so I hope to see that tomorrow in IMAX.
I have heard mixed reactions, surprisingly.
I reserve my judgment until I've seen the film.
Of course.
To my immediate left is Mr. Josh Hawks. Hey, Josh, how's it going?
I'm over here.
Yes.
Wait.
I am not seeing Avengers till Sunday.
All right. You got some... So, AJ, when are you going to see it? Josh is Sunday. I'm tomorrow.
Saturday night, I think.
All right.
I think it'll be Saturday night.
What an opportune time to resurrect the Knights of the Pod Table.
Yeah. This came out of... Let's tell the people that with... This show kind of partially came out of a show that we've done before called Spoiler Alert Theater.
Yeah.
And technically Spoiler Alert Theatra. But where we would all get together, different voices from – or this voiced.
Ooh.
I just invented a new word. Voice and hosts voiced.
Sure.
voiced from around the network. And we would spoil something we had just recently saw. Josh is just running away. Just gone. Fucking ninja action.
Apparently.
Yeah, we would all get together and we would we did one on Batman. We did one on I can't even remember any of the ones we did. What did we do?
Highlander, you did.
Highlander, James Bond. We did a James Bond one.
There was a few that we actually did where, I mean, we had all just had gone and seen the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were all, like, the summer blockbusters. I think we hit almost all of them one summer.
Right.
And
first summer we were doing this. I can't.
We
I can't.
Did a Robin Williams memorial as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's all still available on pointsofinterestpodcast.com. If you go to the drop-down podcasts menu, all the links are in there. Just go to Spoiler Alert Theatra and hit the link, and it'll take you to all of those. So people can still check those out. And this show kind of came from that in a way, because we all love to get together in our lovely little group, which before we get too into things, I think we should make the big announcement, because you know it's the first time we've kind of all been together doing a podcast.
What big announcement? But I'm lost. Josh, do you happen to know what Jay's talking about? Josh, do you know?
I think he's talking about how I'm going to eat this cookie real quick. No.
All right, right. The cookie.
No, so, as we all have done now, and we can say this because we've all done it now. We've all done press. At a convention in some shape or form. And I have done press for Denver Comic Con for 3 years now and hadn't heard anything. Emailed the press director. Long story short, we were invited to be a part of their podcast section of Denver Comic Con. So we were going to have a table. Francis and Jason are coming out.
Woohoo! Colorado bound.
We're all going to be there.
Colorado.
It's the first time.
Francis, how far is your flight?
I think it's on like a 2 or 3 hour flight. It's not that bad.
Oh, sweet. We are totally meeting in the middle.
We're meeting in the middle. Josh is right in the middle. Stuck in the middle with us.
it's going to be pretty crazy. I mean, it was already going to be a kind of a crazy experience because you guys were coming out anyway. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I got the wild hair at my ass to just ask, like, why haven't I heard anything? And I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
So also, and I haven't told you guys this yet, but we are going to be featured on the Denver Comic Con website. under their podcast section, there'll be a link and I believe a picture.
I hope it's of your mug. I hope it's just of you. Oh. Just yeah, with your eyebrow up.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to do anything.
That's it. Just you, eyebrow up.
Every emotion can be thrown with an eyebrow. You just need to learn the subtleties of lift.
Right.
But no, I'm really excited. I mean, Francis and I were doing a pre-chat of a podcast when I got the information initially, and I quickly tried to get a hold of Jason, but you know, since he lives in the future, he's way asleep.
That's true. We were recording around midnight his time, so to speak. So I'm not too surprised.
I think I got it at like 11:44. I got that text when I saw in the morning or something.
Yeah, so we have a lot to look forward to. It's going to be a great – it's in 3 weeks. So if anyone who listens is in the Denver area and is going to this Denver convention, go find us because we will say something. We say enough already. We say a lot as it is. We'll probably say more to your face.
Soon I will have a location and table number.
Awesome. Then you can really find us. We can't hide anymore. We're right.
Then it's just a matter of finding the podcast section.
Which, right.
You know, I mean, it hasn't been big since they've started doing the convention, but
it's in the basement.
No, it's not.
It's by the janitor's closet.
Exactly.
It is in the main artist section.
Oh,
off to the it's on the fringe.
So we're artists by proxy. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Is Girls of Geek 12 going to be in the podcast peak?
They will not. They will be running around like chickens with no heads, trying to cover as much as they can with their press duties. And
yeah, technically so will we, right? I mean,
I'm sorry?
Technically so
will we. Yeah, aren't we doing the same damn thing?
I mean, I guess no. I mean, it, we're, okay, so I mean, we'll talk later.
Yeah. That's all logistics. We'll leave it for after the show.
There is a plan that I put in. I formulated, and we'll talk later.
Yeah, Josh is the puppet mocker.
He's a wrangler.
He's a wrangler. Well,
wrangler.
Before we get started, I guess I'll give a couple of newsy tidbits before we go and talk about some pretty exciting weeks coming up. Actually, this last couple of weeks were pretty exciting for our shows. But real quick, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff, it looks like it's going to be Adrian Palicki and Nick Blood, a.k.a. Mockingbird and what's-his-face? Hunter. Hunter and Mockingbird are going to be like, they're going to have their own show, which is kind of weird. I don't know.
I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, they have good chemistry. I just don't.
They have great chemistry, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Because, you know, right now in the show, they're in the outs. So we'll see what happens when they get back together. We'll find out. Yeah. Another bit of news, I guess, is there's a second season of Daredevil being greenlit. We're going to see more.
Woohoo!
More of Hell's Kitchen. And more of Matt Murdock doing his thing. So that's a lot of fun. And
a lot of talk about him showing up in a movie too.
Really? Oh, right.
Well,
he is
contractually obligated to be in movies if they want him.
That's right. That's true. That's a possibility. We'd like to. I'd like to see that.
I don't see how he can't not be in Civil War.
He'll be in Civil War. I think he'll definitely be in Civil War. You're going to see so many faces in Civil War.
The problem.
What's that?
Those faces need to have secret identities. Not many Marvel characters actually do. So if you're going to have Spider-Man potentially getting unmasked, you're going to have to do what you can and throw Daredevil in there to potentially be getting unmasked too, right?
Well, yeah, the potential to get him, but they might not. I mean, I know Peter will probably unmask, but not Daredevil. I don't think he will.
Maybe they'll just have a guy that can morph into different people.
Oh, like a Mystique character?
I'm not saying he'll unmask as much as he'll like just be, he'll have to be part of the story because he wears a mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
Because also Civil War was huge. Like there were so many, there was hundreds of superheroes fighting each other in that comic story, which they just don't have that for the film. Even if they take all these new guys and they had Falcon and Black Panther and Ant-Man and Daredevil and Punisher like they're talking about now, even if they throw all of that in, it's still not, you know, you still only got a couple dozen superheroes. So
well, you've got Sky, you've got the Inhumans, you'll have maybe even, I don't know, maybe you'll have possibly the what
possibly Deadpool.
Possibly Deadpool, maybe. Even though I think he's still a Fox property.
He is a Fox property.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But, you know, the potential is there. It'd be nice to see.
If they let Spider-Man go through, why not?
I can actually see Fantastic Four becoming, like, did you find out, did you guys hear what Reed Richards' power is? It's not stretching. He manipulates time and space around him to look like he's stretching.
What?
He's just stretching.
Is this the movie explanation?
I believe so. I heard this somewhere. I heard this on another newsy podcast where they're like, that's his apparent power, is he manipulates the time-space around him, that he doesn't stretch, but that he looks like he's stretching because of that ability. So they changed Mr. Fantastic. He's not a stretcher anymore. He's not Miss Incredible or whatever her name was. Elastigirl.
Interesting. Well, Mr. Fantastic, yeah.
Not so fantastic anymore.
Really care enough about them to even care about that.
And the last bit of news that I have, because it's, you know, we're getting close to the finale, so TV news is actually kind of sparse. But they're saying that a character may be showing up in the Flash Arrow spinoff by the name of Wally West. So there might be a Wally West possibility. Ooh. In the Flash spinoff, which would kind of make sense because there's more than one Flash, you know? Like, there's several Flashes, so...
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Is that his kid?
No. Well, it's supposed to be, like...
I don't know anything.
The nephew?
Joe West's nephew or something.
I think. Yeah,
maybe. It's possible.
Well, everything's changed now, the way that, you know, they've got the West family working.
Sure.
So, you know, we'll have to see how they kind of go with that. I'm getting a little comfier. I'm lounging for you fellas.
Look at that. Look
at that. That's how you podcast, kids.
He's asking, Josh, he's asking you to paint him like his French models.
Paint me like
your French models, Jack. That's how you're posed right now. Paint me like your French models. Anyway, never mind. There's your Titanic reference for the day.
There's talk of the Punisher, though, too, eh?
Yeah, Punisher. You know, Punisher is free range turkey, chicken, whatever. Blade is out there. He could, you know, he could come back. What's his face?
I wonder who owns Blade now.
Well, didn't what's his face? Who played Blade again?
Wesley Snipes.
Didn't he, after he came back from jail, once he was released, didn't he say, "I'm ready to play Blade again"? I think that was the first thing he said.
He was probably in Expendables 3.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
His character was in prison.
Right.
They broke him out of prison, and like Dolph Lundgren asked him why he was in prison. He just looks and he goes, "Tax evasion."
Oh God. Well, it wouldn't be so bad to get Blade in there, and again, some other things. Now, let's talk about the shows. Actually, let's get ourselves deep into these episodes because we have quite a few, and I will save the one show I watch, Powers, to the very very end, so people don't have to be. It's over. Powers is over in the sense of the season's over, so I can just talk about it at the end. So, guys, gentlemen, what do you guys want to talk about first?
I want to talk about how Oliver Queen is a giant pussy.
Oh! Josh, you recently saw Arrow. Tell people what the episode was about.
I just got done watching it.
Yeah.
Arrow, Oliver, whatever, Al.
Al-Sahim or something like that.
He's all getting brainwashed, apparently, over a course of, 3 weeks, I think they said?
Yeah.
And then, what's his face? The guy that's supposed to be...
Ra's al Ghul?
Wolf Puncher.
Oh, okay.
Tells him to go kill his daughter.
Uh-huh.
And then I think his daughter, Nina?
Nisa
and Laurel, I think, are about to have some lesbionics. Soon?
Probably. It looks like they're leading up to that for sure.
Yes, yes. Which that might make you like the character more. It's possible.
No, I still hate her. Still hate her. Nothing can redeem Laurel for me.
I'm confused because at one point she's doing like a bird scream, but we saw Cisco give her like the little canary bomb back.
Yeah.
No, he turned it into a necklace.
Right.
Remember, Cisco turned it into a neck device for her.
Right, It used to be like a bracelet, now it's a choker.
Yeah,
She can now do her canary cry properly, I guess.
She's screaming really loud, and then it gets amplified into a bird.
Yeah, why is she so hateable, though, too, eh?
Because she's such a bitch all the time.
She's just a bad actress, too. Like, she doesn't deliver. You know who she is? She's Sean Cassidy's kid, eh?
Oh, really?
Or not Sean Cassidy, the other one. Which one was the Partridge Family one? David Cassidy?
David Cassidy. That's not her kid. Yeah. That's not his kid.
That's his really? Kid. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And, yeah, she sucks.
So, all right.
It's just another reason why, like, the fact that I don't know, Oliver Queen, he's stupid. Stupid. The reason I hate it is because he's stupid. Batman isn't stupid. Batman figured out how to get away from Ra's al Ghul, and Oliver Queen couldn't because he's stupid. Like, and plan where this whole thing's going to end up with him killing Ra's al Ghul or something. It's stupid. He was about to kill Nissa when Ra's al Ghul stopped his arm.
Uh-huh.
Like, really, in 3 weeks you've turned Oliver Queen into a murderer? Like, come on. Come on. Like,
no, I want you to kill her. No, wait. No, I want you to bang my daughter.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what the look that Oliver gives is like, no.
Well,
wait, I'm supposed to be this new person. I was Oliver Queen.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they hint at. You know, he apparently was tortured, in huge quotation marks, tortured so much that Oliver Queen is in the past. But obviously that's not the case, because what's his face? Maseo keeps remembering who he is. How many times has Maseo, done something good and gone against his training? So whatever is going on there, Oliver, I think, is actually... I think they're playing him off as being a pussy, and then they end up showing, oh, he was in on it the whole time. Which would probably piss you off if that was the case.
I missed all of that. Say that again.
I was saying, he may be fooling everybody this entire time, and that he's really just putting up an act.
Okay, I thought that, but then he was about to kill Nissa.
But that's the thing. He never gets to really do anything. Like, he almost kills people. Almost. Every single time. He hasn't killed anyone yet. As a matter of fact, he killed the one guy.
If it was his own plan, he would have to bank on knowing that Ra's al Ghul would have stopped him from killing Nissa.
And he probably did. Maybe he's such a good detective. He was able to determine that he would not kill his own daughter. Blah, blah, blah.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. You
it's
know?
Not. He's an idiot. Oliver Queen's an idiot. He was an idiot before he got to the island, and he's an idiot now.
Your hate for Oliver is strong.
Well, I'm just... I just hate the fact, this is Green Arrow. It's like Green Arrow was very fallible. He was a bit of a dick at times, and he was not a Batman-type character. So that all fits. That all fits. But why the hell you had to do it through Batman's world just still pisses me off. Like, I want to get this over with, get this Ra's al Ghul stuff over with, move on, let's get some other things happening. You know what? Bring Green Lantern onto the goddamn show. Let's see some of those old Arrow Lantern adventures if you really want to get into the deep comic book stuff about it. You know what I mean?
Which I think they'll do. I mean, you know, they haven't set up the new villain yet, or the new threat, right? There's only one person who's a threat, and that's...
Well, what? Do we have one or two episodes left?
I think we have two of Arrow and, four of The Flash, I want to say.
Okay, if this fucking Ra's al Ghul thing doesn't tie up this season, I'm going to be a little upset. I don't want to go into it next season. I want to start fresh and get on to something else.
What I think will happen is the finale will be a crossover episode, almost. I almost want to say that's going to happen, because they've been hinting a lot of crossover recently, you know. Adam and they showed promo photos of the Flash, Arrow in his Ra's al Ghul outfit, and the Atom fighting together. So obviously he doesn't stay evil forever, but you know, something happens where he is not such an idiot. did you get that notion there, Josh?
Does he come off as an idiot to you?
Yeah, did he to me or to like not to me?
To Josh.
Oh, to Josh. No,
I don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have much of a feeling, I guess, towards Oliver.
Right. So,
a bit like, you know, if this is all a detective thingy and he's playing whatever possum, I think is what you say.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's a lot of banking on him being right. It's a lot of Batman.
It is a lot of.
And I'm not even knowledgeable in this shit. You know what I mean? But it's very Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could see where you're... Yeah. I mean, I was going to ask you, Jay, is Damian Dark a real character? Because they mentioned Damian Dark. Damian Dark before me.
Not that I know of, no. And I feel like Damian was thrown in there...
As a Batman reference, right?
As a Batman reference. Yeah. But I could be wrong, and there might have been. like, you know, there's 75 years of Batman lore. There very well might have been a Damian Dark. Maybe Damian was named after him. I have no idea. We'd have to research that.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, that sounds like just an homage kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Look, all I know is even Ra's al Ghul, like, this whole thing feels off anyway. This whole plan to make Oliver the new Ra's, I don't even think that's going to happen. And this is just some kind of weird... This whole Ra's thing has gone too long, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I think the show's falling apart, to be honest. I think it's reaching a peak. I don't think it can go much further, and I don't think it really will. I mean, it's not keeping up with some of the quality. Like, it was really good in the beginning and kind of stayed that way, so it kind of fell off a bit. And then there's shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where I think it's been every episode has been a constant improvement. It just keeps getting better and better. The Flash gets better and better. Like, you got an amazing story going on with The Flash right now that nobody is sick of.
Right.
And they have kept it underlined where...
Oh, did he freeze? Right at his point, he froze.
I think so.
Well, we'll see if he comes back. You know. Oh, there he is. Oh,
what?
You cut out. You cut out for like
totally cut out.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Like, what did I cut out?
Right when you were starting to make your point
about everyone, like, you know, the Flash has improved episodes, but the Arrow is stagnant.
Well, Arrow has thrown everything out in the forefront. Where the Flash had, like, the Reverse Flash was all a B plot through the whole season. Mm-hmm. It was an over arc to, you know, all the A plots from each episode, where Arrow has kind of just put this big stupid Ra's al Ghul thing out in front.
That Ra's is really kind of a thorn on your side.
It's tired.
Yeah.
It's tired. It just needs, I don't think Arrow's keeping up. Like, Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are just.
Yes. Right. Yeah, and here's the thing. Arrow is, I mean, technically Arrow has 2 more years, at least, because he spent 5 years on, or 5 years, there's a 5-year history that we at least have to somehow follow, because they keep hit, you know, I've been gone in the island for 5 years, keep talking about, let's flashback, every year is a new year, flashback, blah, 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 blah. Like, they gotta keep doing that, you know? Otherwise, I mean, that's kind of the premise of Arrow. Like, if it makes it 5 years, excellent, because then at least it's got its 5 years of history of flashbacks done, and then it can move, you can move on with life. But where the Flash excels,
isn't this season 4 right now?
It's season 3. This is only season 3.
Is that all?
Yeah, season yeah, this is this is only season 3. Yeah, because season 1 was his introduction. Season 2 was... The reason why it feels like 2 seasons was because the first half of the season was one thing, and then the second half was the Ra's al Ghul thing. The first half was the find out the, you know, who the killer is, and let's make Oliver a bad guy. And the second is, oh, now Ra's is the thing. You know, that was kind of how it was split up. But yeah, Arrow needs to finish off that 5 years, and then we can let it go. But with the Flash is going so comic booky and so out there that it can last forever, because there's no end to how many universes exist, how many timelines exists, how many Earths exist. It's so big.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this is a no on Flash, even though I think, yeah, there's only 2 more episodes left. So hopefully Nisa can still have some chocolate shakes and french fries for a little while longer.
Yeah. Well,
was that a lesbian?
you really want to pull that lesbian thing?
I'm just saying, I think they're going to go that way.
Probably. It does seem like that, because it did seem like they were on a date when they went to the diner. Like, they were a thing. And Laurel is fighting.
We already know Nisa's into the lesbionics.
Yes, and Laurel's particularly fond of Nisa, so I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. And that's good, because we need Laurel out of the picture, and we need Felicity full on going that Oliver route, which that was weird, right? That last episode before this, where it's like you're about to leave, let's get it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was weird. That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And now he looks at her like she's nothing. Like, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
fucking stupid. It's stupid.
All right, let's talk about something that's not stupid. You were talking about the Flash. Tell us.
Flash was awesome, man. Flash was good times. We finally have everything is out and in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Wells is revealed as Eobard Thawne. Episode ends with a lot of excitement going into next week as, is it Lily, right? No, Iris.
Iris.
Wrong flower.
Orchid.
Yeah. Iris finds out. She puts two and two together and feels a little electric shockness, and now she knows it's Barry. And, you know, I'd love this. I love that it all came out. It came out in the open, and we'll see what happens from here. But shit's going to get bonkers.
Well, you know, I've been watching a lot of the little teasers that were in this episode, you know, because, you know, they talk to Gideon. Barry finally talks to Gideon and kind of learns about his history or his future, right? Kind of learns about what's going on with
his life.
He
made Gideon.
Yeah, and we find out he made Gideon. Like, that's a pretty cool revelation. In the article,
yeah.
You know, that talks about the, you know, the Flashpoint, I guess, incident or crisis or whatever, Crisis Infinite Earths, whatever they're trying to imply with that little tagline. But yeah, you see, if you see the article, it's what Iris West, Allen, right?
Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate Iris too, so that's not good.
And I like how Cisco. Well, I like how Cisco notices how the white behind his flash is different.
Yeah, that the costume changes. It's a little a lighter red. There's a white along the.
Oh, and the best part of the whole episode is when Gideon starts describing the Flash.
Oh, geez.
And says the blah blah blah, and then founding member of the, and then he cuts it off. Oh, I got so giddy. I was like a 4-year-old when that happened.
Yeah, I actually thought they were going to do it.
Which is funny because there was a comic book that I guess ran alongside this with the same exact scene. And in the comic book, the scenes Gideon says, founding member of the Justice. She actually says the word Justice before she gets cut off. So I don't know why they didn't do it for the show, but they did it for the comic book. So that's interesting. I found that fascinating.
What comic book? Is there a comic book for the show?
I want to say there is, like a 2.5, not a 2.5, like a 0 hour or something. There is a companion book, I want to say, that's out there.
I didn't even realize that. I should look into it.
Yeah. Heroes had that back in the day where they had like a digital comic.
Maybe. I don't know, but I know that there. I just, you know, that's what I read, that was the thing. But yeah, Flash was amazing. A lot of fun. They keep on this pace. They just don't stop. You think one thing, and I was genuinely surprised when we find out that Wells has been spying on them the entire time.
Yeah. We should have known it. Like, I was surprised too, but we should have known.
It's kind of hard because every time there's a scene with him by himself, he always looks surprised when something happens. It's like, really?
Yeah. But he plays that role really well. He's done really well. What's that guy's name?
Kavanaugh? No.
Yeah, Tom Kavanaugh. Yeah. Yeah, he's done a great job.
He steals Eddie away and reveals himself to Eddie as a relative.
As a distant relative, yeah. Yeah, that was weird. I don't know. That was like, you are here for insurance or whatever he was saying. Like,
yeah, that was weird.
It's like, if Eddie dies, do you still live? Are you directly related to Eddie? Like, I don't understand. It was very strange. I don't know. I mean, some of it, look, all I know is that this show.
So yeah, we don't know if it's a direct descendant.
Yeah, it's like anything can happen now. Like, technically. I don't know. It's just strange.
They can go anywhere. They can go nuts with this. I'm so excited to see what happens. And Grodd, they teased Grodd, and he still hasn't been around. So that's awesome. You know what I mean?
Well, the speculation is he'll be the main villain of the second season. Like, they're gonna introduce him
great
as a thing. He'll have his mind control powers or whatever, and he'll be the main villain in the second season, which would be nice. I wouldn't mind that. That'd be good. It'd be good because then you have this really weird villain. Like, this really strange.
I mean, and still kind of have that, like, you know, what are they calling them?
I don't know, psychic?
Just like, you know, villain of the week.
Oh, yeah, they could still have a villain of the week, yeah.
The overarching Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, that would be fine. I wouldn't mind that. I mean, you know, again, there's a lot of flashes. They could, you know, they can meet anyone from the DC universe. They really can, and they should. They really should, because, you know.
It'll grow as it goes, for sure. It'll definitely grow.
Yeah, because the
Flash. Well, as he...
No, go on.
I have inside information, and I know Hawkwoman is coming.
Hawkgirl, yeah. She's a hot girl.
Never mind. Is she Hawkgirl now? Or was she always Hawkgirl?
She was always Hawkgirl, yeah.
It's not Hawkwoman? Is no, it Hawkwoman not... or Hawkgirl? It's Hawkgirl, right?
It's Hawkgirl, yeah.
Well, she's going to be on that... She's going to be on that spinoff show.
Yes, yeah. She's gonna be in the spinoff with the rest of the crew.
So that's exciting.
The DC universe.
But that's the thing. This spin-off TV show seems like it's crowded with characters. Like, it's way crowded with people. And it weirds me out because...
It's going to be the Justice TV show.
I guess.
You've got thousands to work with.
Yeah, with all these, like, B, C, D characters.
Well, Hawkgirl's not a...
Well, there's speculation that John Wesley Shipp, you know, the dad on Flash and the former Flash.
Yes.
He was, I watched an interview he did at a panel at one of his cons recently, and he let slip the possible title of that show.
Which is?
Legends.
Ooh. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Because he goes, you guys know about Legends, right? Like the Legends team up show with Ant-Man or with Adam and all the blah, blah, blah. And then he kind of kept talking. So, it's a very good chance it's called Legends.
I like these little, like, oh, I didn't mean to spoil it for you.
Yeah. No. This was, if he didn't, I think he generally screwed this one up.
Hmm.
I don't think he was supposed to say it if it was true. But
sure.
We'll see, you know. So, yeah.
I mean, that's more. The Flash is ramping up to something big, of course. The final fight with the Reverse Flash. Any other villains that happen to show up? I guess Gorilla Grodd will have to show up at some point.
But, well, who's to say that Wells Fawn, whatever his name is, didn't let everybody out of that little. Prison.
It's possible they might have to fight all of the villains.
I don't think that helps his plan, but maybe he will do it in the end to distract Flash or something, you know?
I just want to know why he hates him so much. Like, I want to know what this rivalry was to begin with and why it's so ingrained in him to want to see Barry dead. Because they did the... It was weird, because this last episode, they did flashbacks. They did flashbacks to him being unconscious. Like, that was...
Yeah,
right out of Arrow.
Probably have something to do with jealousy or fucking some kind of shit or something. You know, he probably, I don't know, got credit for something or, you know, the usual fucking villain type shit.
Sure.
You know? But you know what I don't understand about that prison? It's kind of torture.
It is torture.
Because they put them in those little cells with nothing in them. Like, do the walls open up with, like, TVs and toilets and sinks or, like...
Well,
and they're always just in their own clothes.
Well, that was what Ray
says. It's not like
says.
They put them in.
That's what Ray said in the last episode. It's like, how do you feed these guys? You know, like, how do you keep them fed? And how do you, like, he actually brings it up.
That's the thing about the Flash is that, like, some of the characters just straight up throw things that the people are asking anyway.
Right. Like, they actually bring to mind, like, hey, well, why is this? You know, what? So I'm glad that there's an outlet for the audience to kind of have those questions answered. I mean, it's still not answered. They didn't say, well, you know, you just kind of have to assume that they're still alive in there and they're like, you know, whatever. So, but you're right. It is torture.
So as awesome as Flash and sucky as Arrow was this week, I really think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gotham had excellent, probably top showings this week.
Well, let's go to Gotham first, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is pretty big, and it obviously I want to talk about how it's leading into
as
the
far
Avengers. But yeah, let's talk about Gotham. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I thought the Ogre was going to be Clayface. That was my first thought, was the Ogre was Clayface.
Oh, that would have made sense for sure.
Yeah, because he got the reconstructive surgery, and I thought, oh, well, that makes sense. So did Clayface, but apparently that didn't happen. So you really like Gotham this week? What about it? Did you like?
Well, part of it is that they are staying away from the supernatural and pulling it off, whereas Arrow's having a more difficult time doing that. But Gotham was just great because it, well, first of all, the performances. You know, that bitch Barbara Gordon, she's all fucked up now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right fucked up. And Milo was very good. And Jim Gordon just went all fucking Jim Gordon and was just fucking shit up. I love when he goes all Jim Gordon. The B story with the Penguin, that brilliant. It all ended up being his plan all along without the bullets and the guns and stuff. And he's basically started a war between Maroni and Falcone, right on Penguin just being, you know, getting masterful.
Yeah, he's really showing off what kind of villain he can really be, and I'm really into that. I like that he's actively being a bad guy and being a mastermind with that, even though.
I love that he's coming along because, you know, they fucked with his mama, and you don't fuck with his mama. Not the Penguin's mama. But
No.
I would like you to notice something.
Yes.
Okay. The ogre. You know how there was the old rich woman who he thought was his mother?
Yes.
What was her name?
I don't remember actually. What was her name?
It was Van Groot.
Don't what's the Van I don't know. I don't get the connection. What's the Van Groot connection?
Groot.
Oh, Groot.
And Groot.
No, is it you think so? You think that's
I guarantee it. They do it almost every week. Yeah,
the
there's no way that you say Van Groot, and you know, I'll double check this. I'll look it up in the Batman comics and see if there's ever a Van Groot family. But I seriously fucking doubt it. And they do that all the time on Gotham. Gotham loves to use Marvel verbiage just for fun. I'm telling you, it's just for fun. I don't think it's an insult. I don't think it's they're trying to be mean. I don't think it's a jab. I think it's purely for fun. And the most recent one was Van Groot.
And you'd have to be
And
right on that one because I looked it up real quick, and there is no Van Groot in the DC. It doesn't look like it's in the
there.
DC family there.
Telling you, they're doing it. I don't understand. I'm the only one in the world noticing, but they've done it several times with Marvel terminology. And this one was flat out where they used a name and they were
Right.
like Van Groot. It's normally not quite a name. It'll be like a phrase or something that just sounds Marvel or, you know, it's a word that a certain Marvel hero uses or something, you know.
Well, hopefully they never use Hulk Smash or something, because then I'm going to be upset.
Can you just Google
But
that? Can you Google Marvel references on Gotham?
I will. Okay,
I
so
think that would work.
yeah. Well, then vamp a little bit more about the show while I look
Yeah, I
it
can't be the only person who's noticed this for sure. I think it's the Riddler has made his first kill, and he's on his way to supreme Riddlerism,
Right,
you
he's
know?
getting crazy. Like
Yeah.
he's really out there
Yeah,
now.
he's lost his shit, and I love it. Oh dear, oh dear, and I love it. He's lost his shit. No body, no crime. No body, no crime. No body, no crime. Right on, Enigma. And then that was the greatest part when he gives her the note at the end, and then he slides it into the folder, and it says Enigma along the things. I was just like, all right, here we go. He's awesome. I love the Riddler.
Yeah, he's definitely playing into the role into the Riddler pretty well.
Oh, he's brilliant. Brilliant. That guy's fantastic. All the acting on that show is really, really good.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it's getting to the point where like I don't know, like it's getting to the point where I don't see why there's still hate for the show because they still see it. There's a lot of hate for the show, and people
Ah,
might want.
fuck him.
Right, but it's just looking. It's looking better. And then, of course, they introduce Lucius Fox.
Zeus, yes, I called that, if you all
You
remember,
did
I
call
called that. But I love how it's young stoic. Like he has his, like Bruce has his confrontation with what's his name, Blunderbuss there,
Yeah, I don't remember his name either. Blender or something.
Yeah, but then Lucius comes in. I was so demeaning how he's like, don't forget your cookie. Like, oh, I was like, that's just driving into part of what's going to make him Batman. If I was going to become Batman, I wouldn't be like, oh, my parents are dead. I'd be like, he made me take that fucking cookie.
That stupid cookie.
Yeah, it was so demeaning, man. I did not want him to take the fucking cookie. But then he took the cookie, and I was just like, you're fucking tough. Way tougher than Oliver Queen, Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here's the funny thing.
Even at 10, you're fucking tougher.
And Lucius,
you know, I would watch the show if it was all about little Bruce.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you can't. Yeah. I mean,
Season 2 is all about little Bruce. Maybe I'll start watching it.
But that's. But you can't like, make it all about little Bruce.
Little cop shows are so boring.
It's not that
dude,
bad.
It's not like that, though. It's the cops are like just your eyes into the villainy. Like, it's. You know what I mean? It's. I don't know. It's just so Batman too. Mm-hmm. Like, it couldn't be more Batman unless you put Batman in it. Like, they're just so faithful, and they're doing this. They're really developing these characters. Like, I was shocked. We went through what happened in the episode before last. Fish Mooney gets shot, right?
Fish Mooney gets shot. Well, and escapes.
And they don't even touch on that in the next episode.
No. She escapes. She's able to escape the island. She's able to.
Yeah, and we just. We haven't even seen what happened since then, and they did a whole episode. That's how good the character development is on the show. They will spend a whole show to make one point about one character.
But, and they have to do something soon, because next week is the last episode, and she's not coming back next season, so either she dies in this next... I mean, something big has to happen to her this next episode. Something huge. Because she's not around...
Yeah, well, I think the next episode... Yeah. Yeah, it's about her. I think I remember seeing her. What's coming up? Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's gonna be awesome, dude. It's gonna be. There's so much goodness to that show if you're a Batman fan, and just and when Gordon confronted the Penguin, when he grabs him and he puts the gun in Butch's face, he was it was like, oh, look at Jim Gordon.
And I kind of like how
love it.
You know, the club. You know, Daredevil really spoiled me, because I have this expectation now of these comic book shows being a little more risque, and here you go to this club, the Fox Glove or whatever it's called, the Foxtrot, Fox Gloves, whatever.
The Fox Club, yeah.
And then you just see all of this debauchery and like people dressed up as bunnies getting fed bottles, like little bottles of milk, and like chainsaws and nudity. Well, not nudity really, but
Gotham does what it can on a mainstream cable primetime show slot. You know what I mean? Like, there, you cannot compare Daredevil to these other shows where it was on Netflix was commercial free and could do whatever the fuck they want. You can't compare that to a show where they've got to build every 10 minutes to a commercial.
And they have regulations. Like, they can't do certain things. They can't show certain things. But I still but that's this is kind of a compliment to Gotham being able to push that envelope a little bit more for a comic book TV show. And I just kind of like that. And the implication of, you know, the bondage and the just the whole there's this weird implication of 50 Shades of Grey in this show.
Well, how about when the Riddler killed the cop? He was like, he stabs him the once, but then he just loses it. And then he just starts filling him.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there filling him. And it's like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even expect that. I thought, like, maybe one more time after. Right. Like, maybe you'd give him three jabs and leave it in there. No. He just kept filling him. Just kept filling him. Well, shivin'.
You're right. Well, and then seeing the chopped up body afterwards, and seeing the body parts.
Chopped the body up, and he's way more messed up than we've been led to believe, you know?
Oh, like, for sure.
You know, we knew it would get there, but let's move on to what was stupid fun was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Josh, you need to get on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man. It is good. It is
really
good.
It has gotten really good now. Since this whole new... things started with the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. split, like, it got really good. Really, really good.
I haven't even seen Captain America 2.
Oh, wow. You need to see that. That's a great movie, too. Come on, man.
That's not what I don't want to see. I just haven't had a chance to.
I understand. Oh, I understand.
It's still leading in. And I totally forgot that this is the last S.H.I.E.L.D. episode before Age of Ultron until the end. Right. And I thought it was brilliant how they didn't make the whole episode about going into Age of Ultron. They ended it to go into it, but they neatly wrapped up all the other shit beforehand, or at least just enough shit that we can go through Age of Ultron, and I don't think it'll affect what's happening in the show too much.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in this episode especially, I think Joss Whedon had a little hand in it, because there was a lot more humor in this episode than we've had in the past. Coulson gets captured. They're about to go on a mission to go ahead and freeze Deathlok and Lincoln, one of those presidents. One of those presidents. And yeah, they're about to free him, and they bring back the original team. So for this one episode, the original team is back with Ward in tow. And there's that scene when Ward is about to show them what they're doing. And they talk about how, and Sky mentions how she was happy she shot at Ward. And there's that little exchange of like, oh, you should have gone for the head. Like, you know, killing him. Yeah. Whatever. Like that little exchange, that little banter. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I think that's a little Whedon there. It was very entertaining. But I have to say, the one scene that I loved and was very into was the scene when Sky.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Rescues Lincoln, and she gets all John Wick on everyone. It was amazing. It was one of the best choreographed single shot scenes. Again, taking a cue from Daredevil. It's a long
shot. Absolutely taking a cue from Daredevil.
And no, this is how aware these people are. They knew that Daredevil came out. It's already been out. People have watched it. Now let's do the exact same thing for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to kind of show off that this isn't contained in the Daredevil world. We can do it here too. And they do a beautifully shot fight scene with Sky taking out pretty much everyone.
I don't think it was one shot though.
It might not have been. It could have been cleverly, like, you know, edited or whatever.
I think there was some digital clipping in there. Because it definitely wasn't Sky doing a lot of the shit, but some of it was.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You know, they kept on her. It really looked like she was doing all of the stunts. Yeah. You know, every time she did a tumble or did a move, they went to her face. They were not afraid to show her face after she did a move.
It was, however they did it, it was really well done. And it looked awesome. My favorite part of the show was the end.
Okay, so the mission was to rescue these guys, but of course Coulson had another agenda, which was to obtain data, and we finally find out what that project was. It
Theta Protocol.
Yeah. We finally find out what that is. So yeah, go ahead and paint that scene for us at the end.
Well, it's great because you know, he makes it back. The team makes it back, minus Ward, who's gone on and done his own thing after Simmons tries to kill him, which is awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
And so they they rescue Lincoln and the other who's totally just blanking.
Deathlok.
They went to rescue
Deathlok. Deathlok.
Deathlok, yes, Deathlok. So they get them out, they get them back to the base, and then he's standing there. Coulson is talking to Rodriguez. Is it Rodriguez or Gonzalez or whatever the
Gonzalez,
fuck?
Gonzalez, I think, yeah.
And Mockingbird, or Mockingjay, or whatever the fuck.
Mockingbird.
And, you know,
Mockingjay's
they're talking about it, and then Edward James Olmos is like, all right, now time for you to fulfill your end of the bargain. And Coulson he takes out the toolbox, and he turns it on. He says, all right, there it is, open, and it's yours, at least until Fury comes to pick it up.
Oh, right.
Then you see his face, and, you know, Mockingbird's got, like, a little smile on her face, and Coulson's like, oh, spoiler alert.
Again, the humor, I love it.
And then his phone rings, and he shows his cell phone, and the cell phone says Maria Hill on it. And he goes, oh, I better take this. And you just see, like, his whole world fall apart. Like, he realizes how he has no control over anything. And they've kind of been playing them all along. But then I love the conversation with Maria Hill is brilliant, especially when Coulson's like, do you know he puts it to a vote? And her face is just like, what?
You're right. Any decision made at S.H.I.E.L.D. is put to a vote. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. I loved it. It just it validated what everybody's been thinking, because everybody's been torn. Like, is this the right thing? Should the new Shield be good? Should it be a vote thing? And you're never quite sure the way they present it. But then when it gets to the very last end, and they laugh at you, and they're like, "It's Shield. Of course, it shouldn't be a vote." And you're like, "Oh." And yeah, it just solidified things for Shield. You know what I mean? That yeah. You know. And that was nice because it wrapped things up. Also, what's her name? Rena had the.
It ends with
Rena having a vision of Ultron and the robot army attacking.
Yep. And then, yeah, but at the very end, the Theta Protocol was to get the Avengers.
Loki's scepter.
That was the data, was they found the scepter and that they know that it can control minds. And then the protocol was to assemble the Avengers for. To get the scepter. I guess the mission is to get the scepter. And they say where the location is, which makes sense because, if you see the trailers of Avengers, they're in a snowy area, and I'm guessing that's where Coulson tells them where it is. But that makes me wonder, if Maria Hill knows Coulson's alive, does everyone else know? Or is it just her?
I think everyone knows now, don't they?
No, it's been implied that nobody knows that Coulson's alive.
No, but they're okay. The
even when he was alive during Winter Soldier, nobody stated he was alive. Nobody mentions he's alive to anybody.
yeah, I guess not. Eh? They'll have to address that. I feel like it finally got addressed in Cap 2, though.
Never mentioned once that.
Because I know he specifically told, what's her name, to not tell Thor because he wanted to tell Thor himself.
Sif. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't yeah, tell... but I can't remember anything since. So yeah, they might still think he's dead. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah.
But it was
interesting.
Agent Josh, you need to watch it. It's very good. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week especially was excellent.
Excellent episode. Now, was that the finale?
Because it's leading up into the new movie, so maybe I should.
Yeah, especially since it's leading up. Watch the last 5 or 6 episodes. You'll get a taste for what went on. But I don't believe it's the last episode. I want to say there's... because they still have to resolve the Cal thing. They still have to resolve... there's still a couple things. I bet you, here's what I expect will happen. The next episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be the aftermath of Ultron. It'll be whatever happened in Ultron, it'll be them recovering from that aftermath and what they need to do next. So there'll be that connection again. There has to be, because they really have very few loose ends to tie up.
I think it's going to be fairly simple with Ultron, though. I think Ultron is them fighting an army.
But it's the aftermath. Like, maybe it allows people to discover the Inhumans exist. Maybe it's a way that shows, you know,
right?
Like anything, or the experimentation of people with the special abilities. They're like, oh, this is a thing now. So,
totally could be. I remember the part when Dr. List is when they're experimenting on Mike and Deathlok and Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And then he says, "We haven't had this kind of success since the twins."
Yes, yes, they do mention that. Yeah, there is mention of the twins. So,
so it's good stuff. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. okay. So, time to the last two shows that we talk about. One of which is over one with. One of which I think is I'm only watching. I think myself and Anthony are only watching.
I want to be, but I'm just falling behind on iZombie.
iZombie, here's the thing with iZombie. It is a 13 episode show. It's it's just a short season. Every episode there is some type of revelation. Of course, it's a case of the week type of show. So you get a crime, you know, blah, blah. Things happen. We're just learning that there are more and more zombies in the world. And they're finding out what the actual thing is causing zombieism. Like, they actually, in this episode, the big thing at the very end is... the coroner, he may have discovered through his experiments what's causing the zombieism, because he's experimenting on rats, and one of the rats actually turns into a zombie. So that was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, but again, it's a case of the week show. So you see, Liv, she eats a mother's brain, so she's maternal. She's dating. It's all this weird stuff. It's very strange, but it's still entertaining. It's not as epic as these other shows that we're watching. There's no big overarching villain or arc. I mean, there is sort of, but really,
no, that's not how the comic was.
No. Yeah. That's the thing. In the comic, she was a hero and fighting against all of these different creatures. In this case, it looks like they're building up to it, because now there are all these different zombies are everywhere. Like the chief of detectives is a zombie. The guy over here is a zombie. Like, there's zombies everywhere, and so it looks like there's an actual zombie apocalypse that may happen, but with zombies that can think and aren't just stupid zombies. So that's that. iZombie, I still think it's good. I think it's still worth watching. Go watch it. Powers. Nobody else but me is watching, because I am the only one with the PlayStation. 10 episodes. It's done. The last episode was this last Tuesday. My review is, this last episode was great. Everything else sucked. It just led up to... Anthony was talking about it before, the death of Retro Girl. And that's what it led up to. It led up to the very first trade of the comic. Like, this is like a prequel to that first trade of the comic, and and it's regular people killing powers. It's Eddie Izzard being Eddie Izzard. It's I don't know what else to say. It's a show that I think, if you have the patience for kind of a mediocre, I mean, I'm willing to watch second season, but it's really, this show is, in comparison to everything that's out there right now, even iZombie, this is mediocre at best. A lot of slow points for when there's no reason to be a slow point. There's a lot of just exposition where there really shouldn't have to be. They say the same things over and over and over again, as if you'll forget from the last week. It's like, I realize you're out this episode's out every week, but just give us rewatchers a break. We actually remember what happened from last week. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. But it looks like it's going to get, I think the second season will be better and have a lot more going on. But right now, it was just fighting Eddie Izzard, aka Wolf, defeating him, killing him, while at the same time establishing that the powers are being threatened by regular human beings who want to kill powers. All they want to do is kill the powers. So that's kind of what happened. And of course, our main character, Charlotte Copley, being a badass and just being, you know, him being not a perfect person. And there are no good guys. There's nobody I rooted for at all in the show, which is kind of sad.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not very sympathetic. You know, you kind of just look at them like, I don't really like you. And that's how you feel about all of them. And hopefully it gets better next season. So we'll see. Who knows? So my review is,
cool,
don't watch it. It's not really, you know, wait till the second season, binge, and then watch the second season, because I think second season will be good.
Yeah, see what happens. Nice. Well, we're not going to have much left soon, are we?
Nope. Next week is the finale for Gotham. The week after that will be the finale for Arrow. And then I think the week after that will be the finale for The Flash. So we're getting all our finales are in a row. They're just going to be,
what are we going to do?
We're going to talk about classic TV shows. We're going to talk about classic Hulk, classic Flash, classic... That's what Anthony's... Yeah, that was Anthony's plan originally, was to talk about the classics and maybe even talk more about the movies, because we have... there's definitely a lot of movie talk going out with images of the Suicide Squad getting out there. Again, the latest Jared Leto picture coming up. Batman, you get to see Batman, you know, full frontal Batman, if you want to call it that. You get to see him in his outfit and his costume. So there's a lot, actually.
I would also, at some point, like to do, if possible, a Doctor Who comic book special.
Sure.
Because there are many comic books spawned out of the Doctor Who series, and no reason not to talk about those too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we're a comic book television show. We're not a superhero television show.
No, it is CMYK goes with every comic.
Yes.
Oh yeah, for sure. And again, there's still more comic book TV shows coming out. There's still you know, we still have to find out whether
Preacher.
We still have to see if Constantine makes a second season. You know, we got news. Yeah. We got a lot of stuff to talk about still. So really just look out for the
so finale. Don't you worry, Josh.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, we're going
to There'll be lots more for you to listen to.
I'll only watch. You need to watch some of this stuff, Josh. Come on, man. You got to get in on it. So, anyway, there you go. That's it. That's our show for the week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. CMYKTV.com is the website. At CMYKTV is the Twitter handle. You can find us there. If you have any comments, questions, or answers, actually hit us up on the site. You can leave a like a comment under the post. You know, leave a comment if you have any questions or anything you want to talk about, anything we said. Maybe you hate what we're talking about. Whatever. Just go to cmyktv.com. And again, live every other Thursday.
Yes.
Every Thursday or so, every other Thursday, whenever we get a chance to. But Thursdays, we are live from about 11 p.m. Eastern to whenever.
Ish. It's late night Thursdays usually. Let's just say that. When is your show on? Usually late night Thursdays. If you don't catch us live, you can go to YouTube to the Points of Interest Podcast Network.
Oh yeah.
And you can watch this later on too.
Yeah.
So don't forget that. You can also go to pointsofinterestpodcast.com and you can either play this through MP3 or download it. Or watch it on the YouTube, and there's links there that will take you to cmyktv.com if you want. There's so much to do. Do it all, kids.
Do it all, yeah. And better yet, you know, follow these fine people on the Twitters. Like Jay is where?
I am at @the_Jedi_Ross, R-A-S, or... You can find me at AEW Podcast. That's an elegant weapon podcast. And 2 days later, CMYKTV. We got all the Twitoruses going on.
Oh, for sure. And Josh?
You just make up another word?
Yes. Yes. I like the word. I think it's fine.
You find me at 303_Ninja. Also at Hybrid Interests, also at 2 Js Later, also at CMYKTV, also at Backwind Podcast. What am I missing?
I don't know.
If you know where I work, I do that Twitter too.
Yeah.
If you're in the Denver area and have a medical card, come buy weed for me.
And lastly, I'm at Sorta Geek. You can find all of my stuff at the Points of Interest Podcast. PointsOfInterestPodcast.com, where you can find all my podcasts. I'm not going to name them all because there's too many. And that's our show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining us. We'll talk to you all next week. Everyone, please have yourself a colorful week. Bye, everyone.